This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angels.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
So the news we've not gotten to yet today is the Pittsburgh Steelers traded George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys. It was an early morning move. The Cowboys sending a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick and getting George Pickens and a sixth-round pick next year back. So the story, it broke on ESPN's Get Up with Mike Greenberg delivering the news.
The Cowboys and Steelers are working to finalize a trade that will send wide receiver George Pickens to Dallas in exchange for draft pick compensation. Shefty dropping that bomb from a plane earlier this morning. He's on an airplane and the trade is, I didn't like the phrasing of that. The trade is expected to include a third round pick, other pick swaps.
All right. Tell me you are way too uptight without telling me your way. He didn't have to, like,
he went bad, though. It didn't go bad. It would have been fine.
The first time I heard it, I was like, I don't even see. And then he started stumbling. And I was like, why did you have to correct this one?
Well, so he went to the worst possible outcome in his brain. And sometimes I've been guilty of that myself, where you're like, you say something, you think about it later, and you're like, that's innocuous. No one's going to take it there. But in his mind, when he said, dropped a bomb from a plane, I promise you he went to like Hiroshima.
Oh, see, yeah, I was thinking of the Enola Gay or something.
No, in
like
his
that.
Head, he
yeah.
clearly had to have gone to like Nagasaki, Hiroshima, and was like, oh no. I can't say that. And then it's like, no one thought that. Okay.
He went Ben Stiller in Meet the Parents. You can't say bomb on an airplane. It was like, you're not on the plane, Mike. Like, you can say he dropped a bomb from a plane and you're okay. You're not on the plane. TSA won't arrest you. You won't be tased. Yeah. It's okay.
And everyone's got an understanding. Woj. Well, Woj is Woj bombs. It's not really any Schefter bombs.
Maybe that was a Woj bomb from a plane.
The wrongest part about all this is that he's trying to now make it a Schefter bomb when it's always just a Woj bomb.
And by the way, Woj bombs, no effect. He's like, he'll occasionally like tweet a bomb and I'm
oh,
like,
oh yeah. That is the most look at me, Louie thing you can ever envision, right?
Nobody cares about you.
You're
anymore.
Like, Woj, you wanted attention. I get that. You wanted attention.
You thought you retired for the good of your life. Go be with life. Okay? Come on now.
All right, we're going to go to the I'm Paul Saive podcast for this one. Don't know anything else about that. Tom Brady on.
I think it's impulsive.
Oh, really? That would make much more sense than when I was going off. Why do they spell impulsive that way?
I'm Paul Saive.
Why do they spell it I-M-P-A-U-L-S-I-V-E? I looked at this. Where was Tom Brady
on? Paul's podcast.
Who is this?
Logan Paul.
This is Logan Paul's podcast?
Yes.
But it's not Logan Paul that's doing the interview.
No, well, yes. He actually is in there. You just don't
see him. I don't see him in
You don't see him for most of
okay,
the...
Okay, guys, this was a last second. Like, where did this clip come from? I don't know where this came from. The I'm Paul Saive podcast makes way more sense. What a dumb name for a podcast.
That's the podcast name. This is the problem here.
Yes. Because if you're reading it, it reads much more like I'm Paul Saive than impulsive. There's an A there. I-M-P-A-U-L-S-I-V-E.
What an idiot. I'm Paul Syve with the news.
What an idiot. So I clearly have no relationship to this. This is
one of the Logan brothers. This one of the Paul brothers.
This is, yep. Sorry. All right, so I don't know their world. I don't know. I clearly don't know their world.
And it's so funny that I was just jamming up Mike Greenberg, and then we had our very own version of this.
Of Hiroshima.
Peterlin dropped a plane from the sky.
Should we play the clip or should we not play the clip now?
Play the clip.
All right, so it's Brady talking about him texting Shador Sanders.
I wouldn't part any evaluation process. I actually texted Shador because I know him very well. And I said, dude, like whatever happens, wherever you go, like that's your first day. Day two matters more than the draft. I was 199.
Yeah.
So who could speak on it better than me? Like what that really means. Use it as motivation. You're going to get your chances. Go take advantage of it.
By the way,
I can't get off the Heim Pulse. And then you click in their profile. It's clearly the Paul brothers.
Oh.
What an idiot name.
Oh, man. Yes. By the way, what a chotch move by Tom Brady. Hey, I made Shador's moment about me. I mean, you were pick 155. I was pick 199.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
So, do with that what you will.
It kind of felt like Brady was trying to play hero about the whole entire thing. I think he's taken a lot of flack for being the guy that trained Shador since he was 15 years old and then not being the guy to take Shador.
I know exactly what this is.
He feels guilty.
This is damage control.
What this is?
By Bublé.
You read my mind. Exactly right.
From the voice.
It's Bublé and Hayden.
When Bublé was terrified of the talent of Hayden Grove. And like a coward, he thought he'd be the only one to turn his chair around. Not so fast, my friend. And then Bublé's like, of course. Well, you just put a little pop in it, and that's why I didn't. You sang a little too poppy, and that's why I didn't turn around my chair.
Bublé's liar! Been dead to me ever since.
Still is. I saw Hayden like a week ago. I was like, he's dead to me. And Hayden's so nice. Hayden's like, oh, we stayed in touch. He's a good guy. Hayden says all the right things. Beep, bloop, bleep, bloop.
Yes, Paul Syve.
Bleep Bublé. There. I landed the plane. What a bomb.
Omaha!
This one will be sent off for the Marconi. The Warriors took game one over the Timberwolves last night. The vibes were immaculate for Golden State. Here's a funny post-game interaction between Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler.
We had to make sure he got his joy back. Because somehow he lost his joy. I'm not going to say where he lost his joy, but somehow he lost his joy.
Why do you keep doing this? Do you even know what these are called? What are they called?
Two fingers. Are we done?
No.
Oh, no.
Air quotes. He was using air quotes, which does, I mean, this for a almost soon-to-be 40 millennial, air quotes were the thing of our generation when we were teenagers because of Austin Powers bringing them back.
Do people not use them anymore?
I think this. I
haven't used air quotes in forever.
I don't think it's mainstream anymore, which brings me to, have air quotes been out of popular circulation for so long that we don't know what they're called and we don't know how to use them properly?
Oh, wow. This is something I hadn't even considered, that the younger generation just doesn't use air quotes at all. But when's the last time you, either one of us, have used air quotes?
I don't know.
You just did it. But outside of that, when's the last time? Now it feels tempting. Now I just want to do that all the time.
I'm Pulsive.
Pulsive. Pulsive should be the name of our new journalist on the show. We went inside info. It's like, what is Pulsive?
I'm here in Brook Park, and Pulsive here talking about the new stadium.
I think Pulsive actually talks like a 1920s sportscaster instead.
Hello, everybody. It's Pulsive here, coming to you from Brook Park, Ohio. Is that good?
That's exactly it. Yep, that's exactly it. By the way, you've been $1 bobbed by Anthony Alant on Twitter.
What did he say?
He doubled up the fireworks in the rendering.
Oh.
Do you see this?
That's too many fireworks.
Dare I say tripled? No such thing as too many fireworks.
I think
he tripled up the fireworks.
All right. Well, did he actually include me, or like a coward, did he run from it?
No, he tagged you in it.
Man, that's a lot of great fireworks.
They changed the
field again, and they shrunk the scoreboard again. It's like a scoreboard, but only smaller.
It keeps getting tinier.
We got scoreboard shrinkage here, guys. What is ChatGPT doing to us? It also made the area in front of the stadium bigger. I think they might have trimmed the hedges there.
Also took away the suites. For some reason, AI wants suites not to exist in the stadium.
AI is socialist.
I don't need the extra quarter inch. Let's
see. We got get back to the Cavs. Debilitating game 2 loss. I'm Pulsive. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.